ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Two people have been arrested now over the attack at that synagogue in Manchester, England today. Police now officially declaring it a terror attack. Two people were killed and three seriously injured when a man rammed his car into people outside and then began stabbing them. Israeli naval forces boarding most of the vessels in a flotilla attempting to break Israel's blockade of Gaza. The federal government is still shut down as Democrats demand that Republicans restore Medicaid funding and subsidies that help millions of Americans pay their health insurance premiums. House Speaker Mike Johnson said minutes ago, now is not the time to discuss that.
Don't ask the Republicans what we should be doing or what we should be negotiating. I don't have anything to negotiate. I sent them in good faith. Exactly what they had voted for before. We did not put any Republican provisions in that, and we tried to make this very simple.
Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed without pay. This is ABC News. New allegations are being made by the Commerce Secretary, who used to be neighbors with sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Jay O'Brien explains.
One of President Trump's cabinet secretaries claiming that high-profile associates of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein not only knew of his behavior, but some even participated. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Epstein's former neighbor, recounting his alleged experience with the deceased billionaire to the New York Post, saying he believes Epstein may have traded alleged blackmail videos for a lesser prison sentence during his first criminal case in 2008.
Last month, FBI Director Kash Patel testified that there was no credible evidence that Epstein trafficked to anyone other than himself. Berkshire Hathaway acquiring OxyChem, a company that makes chlorine for water treatment centers and mixtures used to treat icy roads, for nearly $10 billion. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One of Green Bay's favorite recreation spots is in the spotlight. The Brown County Reforestation Camp is being featured in the Uniquely Wisconsin documentary series. The story goes all the way back to the 1800s when the land was stripped by extensive logging, then tells about how the county acquired roughly 160 acres, reforested it using inmate labor in an open prison program, and how it grew into the expansive recreation area we know today. The new zoo and adventure park are probably the most well-known attractions, but the Brown County Reforestation Camp features miles of trails for hiking through nature, biking, skiing, horseback riding, and more. The program, titled Restoring Nature, Preserving a Legacy, Brown County Reforestation Camp, was just released this week. You can watch it on Discover Wisconsin's YouTube channel and other streaming platforms. It's also on the Wisconsin Counties Association website. Health officials want to give you a heads up. The flu is on its way and will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. Last week, Wisconsin's health department reported that flu activity was minimal right now, but other respiratory illnesses like COVID-19 are on the rise. Officials are reminding people to make sure you protect yourself. Some basic ways to do that: washing your hands thoroughly and often, stay home when you're sick, and make sure you're up to date on vaccines. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers on standby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers waiting to find out who they'll play Saturday. Yesterday, the Padres beat the Cubs 3-0 to tie that series at one game apiece. I asked Brewers outfielder Jake Bowers, what's the team's chemistry like heading into the postseason?
We have guys who want to be in the room. We have guys who enjoy being around each other. Like I said, we have guys who want to have each other's backs. And I think when the mentality is to pick each other up instead of I'm going to be the guy, I think that's when good things happen.
NBA, the Bucks training camp getting underway. Head coach Doc Rivers was asked,
what's the biggest adjustment you want this team to embrace day one of camp?
To be committed how we want to play, because it's a change. You have to do it every day in practice. Everything's going to be harder. Conditioning has to be better. And so that's going to take a full commitment.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
WGBW, I love spending those with you, but on the weekends too. Got a great lineup on Sunday morning, starting at 7 o'clock, the new show with former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt from 7 until 8 called Lean Local right here on WGBW.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine, she's no one's lover tonight.
talking about hometown stuff, Green Bay stuff. 97.9 WGBW.
Knocking around my door. Don't wanna see your shadow no more. Colored lights
ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, honey, ding dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang, boom-ba-do, ba-do-ba-do-ba-ba.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to,
baby, we'd be so far.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so far. Life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again, boom, shaboom.
Hey, honey, ding dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang, shaboom, ba-do, ba-do-ba-do-ba-ba. Life could be a dream,
life could be a dream, sweetheart. Life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you,
life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Do you shaboom shaboom? Do you shaboom shaboom? Do you shaboom shaboom? Sweetheart!
Shaboom shaboom. It's local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Your next go for the green and gold multi-state text to win keyword coming up at 11. Download that Civic Media app for free and get ready to text and win.
Last one to know. Silence is golden, but my eyes still see. Silence is golden, golden, but my eyes still see. How many times did she fall for his lies? Should I tell her or should I keep cool? And if I try, I know she'll say I lied. Mind your business, don't hurt her, you fool.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. There's another push in Wisconsin to legalize medical marijuana. It's being led by three Republican lawmakers who will need to convince members of their own party to support the legislation after several previous attempts to pass it dating back to 2019 failed. Supporters of this bill say it's not a step toward legalizing recreational use, but strictly about preventing people who need it medically from breaking the law or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription. While there are smoke shops across Wisconsin, right now there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you'll need to make alternate plans as of yesterday. Because of funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. Jane Goodall, famed primatologist and conservationist, has died. Goodall's research on chimpanzees changed the understanding of our closest relatives. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps. Supporters of this bill say it's not a step toward legalizing recreational use. Goodall died of natural causes while in California, but strictly about preventing people who need it medically from breaking the law or having to travel out of state to fill a prescription. While there are smoke shops across Wisconsin, right now there are no places selling legalized medical marijuana. If you ever take the Amtrak Thruway I-41 bus from Milwaukee up through the Fox Valley to Green Bay, you'll need to make alternate plans as of yesterday. Because of funding gaps in the new biennial budget, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was unable to renew its contract with the service provider. The Thruway bus service has offered two round-trip trips between Green Bay and Milwaukee daily, with stops in Appleton and two stops in Oshkosh. These trips were timed to connect with the Milwaukee Intermodal Station's Hiawatha train. Jane Goodall, famed primatologist and conservationist, has died. Goodall's research on chimpanzees changed the understanding of our closest relative. Goodall was only 26 years old when she entered the jungles of Tanzania to study chimps. Her research would continue for the next six decades. Goodall died of natural causes while in California on a speaking tour of the United States, according to the institute she founded. Jane Goodall was 91 years old. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
This sunny, warm, summery weather is going to continue for a few more days, but we will feel a lot more like fall by next week. Today, though, sunny, high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Stranger in the black sedan, oh, won't you hop inside my car? I got pictures, got candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, by now I'm sure you know that I love you, love you. I need you, need you. I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. And you know I love. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you.
heaven, you know I love you.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. When I do some traveling, when I fly, I like to be comfy because you just never know how long you're going to be sitting around an airport. The last thing that I would want to be wearing is Spanx. But apparently I'm not normal. That is coming up in 10 minutes.
The purpose of a man.
Your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right. All right.
Local news and timeless hits on the Civic Media app and on 97.9 FM. We're WGBW.
Since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine. And I know it wouldn't take much time for you to
seem to find it. So I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter memories and I'll find that there is someone to believe in and to live for, something I could live for. All the years of useless search have finally reached an end. Loneliness and empty days will be my own friend. From this day love is forgotten,
I'll go on as best I can.
We'll be right back.
I'll say goodbye to
news, timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Let me ask you this question. When you do traveling, especially to the ladies, when you're traveling on an airplane, what do you like to wear? Because I like to be comfy. In fact, I have a couple different outfits, all in different colors. They're the velour tracksuits, very popular in the 90s, and mine are that old, and I don't even care because I love them, and they fit, and that's fine. And so those are what I like to wear on the plane because you don't know how long you're going to be delayed and sitting around an airport and you got to be comfy. Now, Delta and Spanx apparently say, no, you want to be sucked in. You want to be constricted. You want to be wearing our Spanx. And they are joining forces to create a new line of travel wear. That is the last thing that I want to be wearing is something that I can't breathe in. For a dressy occasion, sure, because I know it's going to be just like an hour or two. But sitting around an airport in Spanx, no thank you.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIInsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGBW. I keep on.
Keep on dancing.
on local news and timeless hits. We're 97.9 at WGBW and keep on shopping and sipping. The Shop, Sip, and Stroll Wine Walk happening later today from 5 until 8, downtown Appleton. Get more info on our community calendar. It's all right there at WGBW.fm.
When you're weary, feeling small, are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't.
Keep you informed with local news, and the timeless hits will keep you entertained. The best of both worlds. Both worlds on 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police in Manchester, England are calling the ramming and stabbing attack at a synagogue today an act of terror. Two people were killed, three wounded. The assailant is dead and two other people are under arrest. It's even more troubling, officials say, since it happened on Yom Kippur. Assistant Police Commissioner Lawrence Taylor.
Communities across the UK would normally be marking this holy day, are now grieving and worried about their safety.
A U.S. immigration judge has just denied a bid for asylum for Kilmer Abrego Garcia, whose case has been at the forefront of the fight over immigration policy. Abrego Garcia has 30 days to appeal to the Board of Immigration Appeals. It's day two of the federal government shutdown. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise blaming the Democrats.
When they had an opportunity to actually govern, House Democrats voted to shut the government down. And now that the government's shut down, they're trying to blame somebody else for what they did.
This is ABC News. President Trump has signed an executive order pledging to defend the country of Qatar from any armed attack. ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce says it's a move that is related to the Trump family, it appears.
This new executive order shining a spotlight on the close relationship between the president, his family's businesses, and the Qatari royal family.